And because everyone is talking about Schwarzenegger and Strauss-Kahn, we've invited Dr. Peggy Drexler, who is a very famous research psychologist, a professor at the Weill Medical School of Cornell, who talks about a daughter's relationship with her father. Well, everyone's eyes have been focused on fathers these days. Daddies, the impact of fathers on families. And, you know, this is very unusual. We often talk about mother-daughter relationships, how to deal with your daughter, how complicated it is. Well, it's time to look into another world, the world of fathers and daughters, a world we didn't know too much about, you know, sort of mystery in a way, but no more, because author and academic and teacher, scholar, Dr. Peggy Drexler, says that all women are dealing with father-daughter issues. She calls them daddy's girl issues, that you really have to look at seriously because it affects your relationships with men as you grow up throughout the rest of your life. And Dr. Drexler interviews tons of women, and all of them have some kind of issue when it comes to their fathers and how they were raised. Dr. Drexler is an assistant professor of psychology in psychiatry at Weill Medical School at Cornell. She was a scholar, a gender scholar at Stanford. She's a speaker. She writes many books, her Raising Boys Without Men. And Dr. Drexler has an interesting story herself because her own dad died when she was a little girl. And she describes that even though there was a stepfather somewhere along the way, none of it had a real impact. Welcome, Dr. Drexler.
Thank you, Joan.
And of course, it's a time when everyone's eyes are focused on families, fathers, whether it's the Schwarzenegger family where his four children are very affected. He's got daughters, a son, and what do you think? His children are, some are in high school, some are in college, some are out of college. But what is the impact of a revelation like the one we've all been hearing and dealing with?
Well, teenagers are the ones who get embarrassed the most by their parents. And anything they do, whether it's asking for food to be returned because it's too hot, or, you know, having the mother do or father do a dance that is, you know,
embarrassing,
exactly, is going to have an impact on them. Girls need to idealize their dads, and they do it even when they get older as women because they miss that kind of longing and protection that either their dad gives or that they wish and hope he had or feel that he would if, but they've done something wrong. So obviously this is a huge, huge blow to these two girls. It depends on what relationship they had with their father before. That's one thing. And also how they see their mother. Have they seen their mother as weak prior to this because they understand what's going on? Or have they seen her as strong and tough and a survivor? I will say of the 75 women and more that I spoke to, despite what had happened, despite how the father had treated the mother, they still had a need for approval and connection with their father. And this may be true for these girls as well when the situation is out of the public arena.
Yeah, if it ever gets out of the public arena. And then, of course, the other story about our French almost president, who literally, after the alleged attack on a chambermaid, has a lovely unrushed lunch with his daughter.
I think, you know, it's hard to believe, and I was sort of in shock myself that there were fathers who were abusive, who were cruel, who daughters had seen abuse their mother, and who were totally unreliable with them, still speak lovingly of their dads.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
To forgive them, right? And still hope for a reconciliation.
It's amazing because when I read Dr. Peggy Drexler's book, A Daughter's Fathers and the Changing American Family, you are taken aback. And yes, girls will often tell things to their mothers that they won't tell to their fathers, but you point out through example after example, even difficult fathers, they are looking to take something from that father. They want to emulate them, and they'd love to spend more time with him than with their mother. You use your own family as an example.
Absolutely. I mean, in our fathers ourselves, the title of my book was meant to convey the deep and abiding connection between the daughter and the father, not just the mother and the father. Not just the daughter and the father. In my own situation, where I lost a father at 3 and a half suddenly, I really blamed my mother at a point. You know, if she had been a better wife, maybe he wouldn't die. I did everything.
Well, you were a little kid.
Yeah, I was a little kid, but I did everything to preserve that perfection. He never got mad. He always listened to me. You know, that idealization comes when you are a young girl, but if you don't have a chance to work it out, it continues, and that's what happened to me. He was perfect, and obviously,
sure, because you made him a perfect person because he wasn't there.
But I needed him to be perfect too, and I think I don't think I was alone in that as well. In terms of speaking to other women about their dads.
And I was amazed, Dr. Drexler, with a brand new book, change the way a lot of you think about father-daughter relationships, our fathers ourselves, daughters, fathers, and the changing American family. You know, it's just sort of staggering how the impact your relationship with your father can have on your own relationship, and how daughters so many times marry their fathers, marry the man who has the same traits, even though those traits are almost impossible
to live with.
Yes.
Well, I think it's both. I think that women look for traits that are familiar to them and often embrace them. But women today are so successful in so many different areas and are thinking about the direct connection between father and daughter and lover and husband has evolved. And I think women can pick and choose more, kind of like a cafeteria style. You take some from this and some from that. So sometimes women do marry their fathers and you can see a direct link. Sometimes women marry their fathers and then divorce them. And as I say, sometimes women say, you know, my father treated me this way and I would never let a man treat me like that again. So old theories would have us believe that, and it happens sometimes, but not all the time.
So if a woman, you know, and a lot of your women, as you point out, really wanted relationships with their fathers, even the worst of them, the worst of the father, the father's traits. But suppose there is a big breach between you and the man who fathered you. Is it very important to reconcile, to deal with these issues as you're coming of age?
I think that it's very important to deal with these issues. I think it's very important to make an assessment of your dad. You know, could he do differently? Could he have done differently? Would he? Is he a different man than he was? I think it's very, very important as you grow to have a realistic assessment and then decide, is it important enough for you to do this? Do you feel it's not worth it? But it is very important for a woman to see the man behind the image or the icon, behind the title, and then make decisions about how she wants to proceed. We all have holes to fill, and we can fill them in different ways. And if a woman makes an assessment that her father is not worth pursuing, then many women have found a mentor or somebody who can provide that role.
What, when a father gets it right, what does that mean? What's right for a father?
Well, right for a father, you know, involves a number of things. One woman had a dad who would teach her to question everything, gave her a little more responsibility than she felt she could handle, but ended up being a physicist at NASA and working with men. It was his confidence in her. Another, you know, said that her father had so much patience that she flooded the downstairs when she was in the bathroom, and instead of yelling at her, he went out and chopped wood. So, in short, I think it's for fathers to really encourage daughters to think for themselves, to listen, to see them as people, and to make them a part of their lives, and in short, Joan, to treat them in every way that they would their son.
And I
say this in the most positive way.
Right. Respect and challenge. I love the story of the neurologist who had his little kid, I think she was, what, 8, 9, 10 years old, helping with examinations.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, oh, imagine what a patient would think. But
I think I said, hopefully, the patient would agree.
You did, but I thought, but there's a father who gave a child such confidence that she could do anything,
right,
that she rose to the occasion.
Right.
A fascinating look, Dr. Peggy Drexler. Our fathers, ourselves, daughters, fathers in the changing American family, and very interesting because so many women today have children without a male in their lives, and it's really important, as you say, if you don't have this father figure, then a mentor, then someone who can be there to achieve a balance. Lots of luck. Congratulations.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking with you.
I'm Joan Hamburg. Stay tuned.